Welcome to Mooney's Cast, Mooney's Hideout's new podcast, episode 1 for January 22nd, 2006. Hey, I'm Stacy.
And I'm MJ.
Our topic for today is why Stars was never aired. Do you have any thoughts on this matter, MJ?
Well, I mean, it's pretty stupid. I mean, why would all the Sailor Moon fans out there, how could they not want Sailor Stars to be on air? It's just stupid. I mean, it's not the end to what we got is not the end to a series. We need to find out what happens in the end, even though Moody's fans, being who we are, we go online and research the whole thing. So I don't really get why they wouldn't. I mean, there are plenty people that would may want to grow into it later anyways, so
exactly. And I mean, we're missing the lovable character Chibi and you know, all the Starlights. I mean, they're a big part of the show, and like it's really missing a lot of the characters and stuff. And I mean, I think it finished off the series with Serena marrying Darian and everything. It really ended it well, and
it's just not enough to have it in the manga book.
Not fair. It's really not fair. And it ended off, like, too short. I mean,
come on.
Super.
Ending it with Saturn just being reborn, that's pretty lame. I mean, we need to have something else there.
Exactly. And, I mean, we're also, I mean, Super S just wasn't, it wasn't a great, I thought that wasn't one of the better seasons.
No, but I'm not even really sure how Stars would have been. I mean, who knows? With the little stuff that I've seen online, it doesn't seem like they post that much Princess KQ and everything. I mean, it seems kind of like a toss-off, or, I don't know, seem like a knockoff from what the rest of the series has been. And I mean, sometimes I feel like just the original was fine, and you didn't really need to go that much far after that. Something that's kind of pretty pitiful is actually that when I actually had the second Stars book, which is the only manga book that I have in the Stars series, I actually recorded myself doing all the dialogue for all the characters. It was pretty sad. I mean, that's the closest that I can get to the actual episodes for the show. I mean, I don't know what you would have done, or who knows.
I mean, the mangas, they just weren't enough. I mean, they were fun to read because there was no other way that we could see the show, and you could buy it dubbed in Japanese, but that wouldn't be really any fun. I mean, you want to listen to it, you know.
But we, that one time with the Supers DVD, of course, you and I were learning the Japanese theme song. That was kind of funny. Oh my gosh, we should do that one time. We should actually sing it on air. We should try that. Oh, I think I have the lyrics somewhere. Either that, or we'll have to.
Somewhere,
yeah, or we'll have to write it down again.
Somewhere. Yeah.
That was really fun.
Yeah, we copied it from. But that would be neat to post online too.
Yeah, we can post it on Mooney's Hideout at some point, probably, sometime. Well, Stacey, you might want to let everybody else know that you haven't actually even seen that many episodes of Sailor Moon at all. How many have you actually seen before?
I don't know. I saw the complete first season on Cartoon Network, but I think that's sort of where it ended after that, and then, of course, they stopped showing it, but I did, and I have most, or some of the, the Super season, and I read the Stars manga, and I read a few of the mangas from the library and stuff, but yeah, I haven't seen that much of the show.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember, I actually started every day. I was so obsessed with it in first grade. I remember on the playground, some of my friends, we'd act out episodes, or we'd even make up our own storyline. It was so much fun. I forgot what Sailor, I think I always wanted to be Sailor Venus, but it was a lot of fun. Every day after school, I'd have to come home, and I'm like, Mom, can I watch Sailor Moon? And it was just a lot of fun for me. But I remember seeing, I didn't see all the episodes, but I saw quite a few. But it's kind of difficult to remember all them because I haven't seen it in quite a while.
That's lucky. I mean, my friends weren't really into it, so I wasn't actually, you know, I didn't really tell anyone about it.
We were
just
outcasts.
Yeah, no, I was, but yeah.
That's true. No,
I guess you got lucky. But no, yeah, none of my friends really watched Sailor Moon or anything.
And what's that supposed to mean? You kind of led a deprived childhood with your friends not really liking the same show
yeah,
as you?
Yeah, exactly.
That's kind of sad if you really think
I
about
know,
it.
I know,
no offense.
No, well, I mean, I don't know. I don't think I was as into it as you were, you know?
Yeah, that's true. I was watching it every time, well, every day since about first grade until the time that they took it off the air, which, oh my gosh, really maddened me. I don't even, is maddened even a word?
No. But, see, I, of course, with my luck, I told you, you're lucky, I'm not. But, I just started watching it right before it went off the air, because it went off the air in, like, the summer or something. And I think that's right when I started watching it, like, just, you know, a few weeks before, I only saw, like, the first season, and then that was it.
Well, I think, I don't really remember when it actually went off air. I just remember trying to turn on, or I was turning on the TV one day, and I tried to look for it, and it wasn't there anymore.
It wasn't on, and it, like, oh. In our TV guide, it still said that, it was still listed.
Now, so that is rude. That is so rude.
I know, and I was so mad, and I was like, oh, maybe it's just off for a week, and then it never came back, and then I kept looking and seeing if it was on, like, earlier. You know, I would tape it or whatever, but it wasn't on, and it really made me mad.
Oh, that's something to sue. I'm serious.
Yeah.
It's like, now, everybody don't go try to actually file a lawsuit against Cartoon Network or something, because then they'd probably blame us.
Yeah.
But, no, don't. Yeah, that would not be a good thing. We don't want to ruin our reputation already, because it's only the first episode. But I also remember, I'm trying to remember what the station was, because they also had Cartoon Network. But there was some other...
It was one of the
public stations.
Early in the morning.
Yeah, it was like at 5 a.m. I remember I was sleeping over at one of our neighbor's houses or whatever. And I just turned it on at like 5:30 in the morning because I couldn't sleep. And Sailor Moon was on. I mean, granted, it was only the first season, I think. But it's still, it just... It went all off. And that got really sad.
Mm-hmm.
But, who knows?
Yeah.
All right, but going back to the stars topic.
Right.
I mean, let's see. We basically know what happens, and you might know what happens if you've read the manga. I mean, we've read the three. I mean, at least I've glanced over okay. them. I mean, you, Stacey, you've read all of them because you own them. I only have the second one.
I'm sorry. I mean, you can always borrow them.
I know, I can. Well, what else is there? Let's see. We can go over an overview. Well, actually, don't you have the book right here? Books?
Yeah, I have. The first book says, it starts out with...
Galaxia, right? Or no?
Yeah, it starts out with...
Ooh, Siren and Darien are kissing. Or Usagi and Mamoru, if you are into the Japanese names.
It says that... Darien saying, wow, another shooting star. Did you make a wish? And Serena pouts.
Aww.
All right. That you'll be with me always.
How
Let's
sweet.
Go
oh my gosh, that's just like Darien.
And
the
Michelle,
sweet college boy. Oh yes, Michelle. Or Mishru. Don't want to offend
Amara
anybody.
And
Haruka.
And Setsuna and Trista.
AKA Neptune, Uranus, and Pluto. No, but
okay. All right, and they say, they're looking out the window. It says, there goes another one. So many these days.
So basically, it's just, okay, they're wishing, and
that.
Then it's Galaxia, right?
Mm-hmm. And then they just go to their normal life, and it's Serena's crying.
Aww.
But,
why is Serena crying?
Hikaru, and,
we should totally scan some of these pages and put them on the website.
Yeah, I don't know if that's illegal, though.
No, I don't think...
Okay.
Oh, we're going to put that at the end.
All right. But, I mean, this is just for those of you who don't have the book or are interested in it.
Maybe we should do an episode one time where we can actually read out the book. So if it's an... Or so we can have an audio for those of you who don't have the book. Maybe we can describe some of the pictures later.
Yeah.
And then... Also, for you, if you want to read along and you have the manga, that might be pretty sad, though. You can always email us or whatever, telling us that's maybe a stupid idea.
Anyways, so, and they're just going on with their normal lives,
but
you know
that doesn't happen. Like, that's not how it's supposed to be.
And then the Starlights come in, and everyone gets really excited.
The really cute Starlights, which are actually girls, if you didn't know.
See, that's just weird.
Yeah, that's really awkward.
But...
So the Starlights are here to, what, they're this musical group here on Earth or whatever, right?
Three Lights.
Yeah, the Three Lights. Ooh, what a coincidence. But so everybody falls in love with them because they're these big, hot dudes, which technically they're not really dudes, which is kind of really, really weird, which I said before. Mm-hmm. Now I'm sounding weird. But so, yeah, it keeps going on, and Darian gives Serena a promise ring. Right. Yeah, okay. Promise ring. And then that's right.
All the people start to crumble. Because
and if you don't want spoilers, just don't listen to this.
Yeah, that's true. That's
like,
true.
Turn it off now if you don't want spoilers. Darian dies, right? Right? Or what happens?
His
crystal gets taken.
Right. Mm-hmm. And everyone eventually, throughout the book, I read this a long time ago.
Yeah. So we'll have to do that before our next episode. We definitely have to do that.
But that's what it's about. I mean, let's not give away the whole book, you know.
But, yeah, come on, we might have to sometime, though, because you can't buy them anymore, which...
Right.
That's another stupid thing about Sailor Moon. One, you cannot see the series anymore unless you buy the DVDs, which not, like, you can't buy them, though. You can't buy them online. But the only way that you can buy these comic books, the manga books, is through, like, eBay or something.
You can buy them on Amazon.
You
but,
can't but those are used, and sometimes they can charge outrageous prices,
just like
on eBay. I mean, what did we see one time? Like, they were charging like $100 or $200 for one of them.
The third Stars book was being charged for like $50.
That is crazy. I thought I saw one for like $100 or something.
Yeah,
I think that's crazy.
Of course, maybe you guys. You know.
Maybe you guys got lucky and bought the whole series before before it got out of stock.
I would love to have the rest of the books. I mean, I have the Stars books, and then I have one super book, I think.
I used to have more stuff than what I do now. I only have, I have the second Stars, and then I have the first of the Supers, I think it is. But I used to have a lot more Sailor Moon things. I had four of the dolls, which is... That's kind
of
childish.
Every single one of
I know
dolls
you do. I know
in
you
my
do.
Closet.
It's in your closet.
Yes.
Yeah. But yeah, I had four of the dolls. I had Sailor Moon. I had Sailor Mercury. I was missing Sailor Mars. I had Jupiter and then Venus. Unfortunately, I gave them all to a girl, which I newly got interested in Sailor Moon, and she actually lives in Washington, while I'm on the other side of the country. Yeah, Washington State. Yeah. So many people get that confused. But I gave all the dolls to her, and I also gave her the full-length movies, the S movie, the R movie, and then the Supers movie.
Mm-hmm.
Those I thought were kind of cool.
It was funny, though, because, you know, in the first season, how they went along and they introduced all the scouts, you know, they first... Luna gave Serena the transformation pen, and then Mercury comes along and everything. And I remember when there would be a new one, that's when I would go out to like KB Toys or Walmart or something and buy the doll. And then I went up to, I went up to Venus, but then of course I didn't see the rest of the seasons, but
exactly.
I did end up getting the rest of the dolls because, you know.
And you even have like a Saturn one, don't you? I mean, that's further on into the whole storyline,
right,
or
yeah,
whatever.
I have a Saturn doll. Let's not talk about that. I got that on eBay, and that was expensive. Christmas gift, but, you know.
Oh, well, that's kind of a nice thing to
and
get.
And I have the Saturn model, too.
Yeah.
That's really neat. There's a site that you can buy them on. That's nice, too.
Yeah. Hang on. I lost my train of thought. Oh, gosh. What were we talking about? We were talking about the dolls. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're talking about the dolls. Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
This is weird.
No, and I was just saying how there's a site, you know, I'll try and post that. We'll try and post that
on
Moody's
Hideout.
Mm-hmm. And let you guys know about the site.
Oh, and while we're doing this, I mean, we are working on possibly trying getting a .com address. This is if you've been on the site when it's a CJB or...
Right. Right now, our web address is
www.mooneyshideout.cjb.net.
But it's Moonies
-hideout.
.cjb.net. We are trying to get...
.com thing, and mm-hmm. if we're able to get show notes, We'll put them in. We'll put the thing in the show notes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have. Now what?
That. Well, I mean. So yeah, I mean that's what this show's all about. It's gonna be, you know, I mean we are gonna discuss a topic like we did for this episode.
Episode, yeah.
But I mean, we'll
maybe possibly characters and not just. We can do seasons and then possibly just episodes and then characters,
different topics and discussions and stuff.
Series possibly if the whole Sailor Moon thing was to continue the whole storyline.
Right.
What else? We should also come up with regular segments. I mean, I don't know. One of the Sailor Scouts is battling another Sailor Scout, and if they duke it out head-to-head, or maybe no powers, like, I don't know, maybe it could be Sailor Uranus against Saturn. I mean, obviously we know who'd win there. That obviously would be Uranus or Amara.
or we could do, like, music, or, like,
that would be
show
fun.
The MIDI files or something.
Yeah,
we could host them on the site or the site of the week.
That's another
thing
I got rid of. Along with my movies and dolls, I got rid of my the TV soundtrack. Now I want it back. I remember I first got that. I listened to the whole thing in one sitting because it was only like 40 minutes long, and then I memorized like all the words
in
that
CD
one.
Which CD did you have?
That was a TV one. It had the TV
like
one.
The
it had the theme,
one.
And it had like, you know, Rainy Day Man, and
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was only
gotta
the first
love
one.
Those Sailor Moon classic
I know.
Songs.
Oh, and then there's the German theme song. That's funny to listen to. We should post that on Moody's
Hideout.
We'll
do and that's what I was saying. We could do like short,
lots of train of thought.
A music segment. No, a music segment.
Yeah.
For each episode.
And maybe you guys can possibly send in music clips or whatever.
Right.
And
also, if you ever...
sound or recorded. maybe we can even have one where we could possibly compose our own Sailor Moon song, and you guys could send it in, or we could just do that on our own, or we could sing
for you.
Or it could be a parody to some song that we know.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of funny. We could do it with an Evanescence melody, and we could put Sailor Moon lyrics to it.
We could do the llama song and the Annie song. We could do
Here's
a Moonie,
there's
a Moonie,
and another little
Moonie. Okay.
Oh, that would be fun.
All right. Well, there's like a little teaser. We'll get back to that.
There's a teaser trailer for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So we have a lot, you know, in store for the show.
And also we're working on fanfics to put on Moonies Hideout and Moonies Forum.
Right.
It's with old sailors. That's all that we're gonna say.
Mm-hmm.
And remember what?
Ooh. Yeah.
Ooh.
Okay.
So this basically concludes the first episode.
Yep.
Of MooneyCast.
Yeah. If you have any questions or comments or suggestions for us, you can always send us an email to mooniesformadmin, MooniesFormadmin at
AIM.com.
And then
send us voicemails too. That'll be fun. We can play them on air. We could try to do that.
All right.
But so yeah, this basically concludes the first episode.
All right.
I'm MJ.
And I'm Stacy.
And we're out.